Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peake, my colleague. She's a columnist for The Hill, columnist for Fox News. Much on Fox Business. Liz has a column up at Fox News right now. Examining the extent to which parts of the media need to go in order to change the past. It reminds those of us who've read literature in the 20th century of newspeak. You only speak ambiguously because you don't want to be held accountable for your past remarks. And sometimes you are, so you have to change the headlines or change the facts. We'll get to that in a moment, but first an announcement that surprised me, Liz. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has withdrawn his name from consideration to be Kamala Harris's running mate, winnowing the field of prominent Democrats vying to be her pick for vice president. The governor said that this just wasn't the right time for North Carolina for me to potentially be on a national ticket. I don't know what this means, Liz, but it seems mighty strange. He was a prominent name these last days. There are still prominent names available. Is a vice president determinative up to the moment it happens, and then afterwards nobody remembers? Is that how to regard this, Liz?
I don't know what to make of this, and here's why. He was definitely a very attractive prospect. What does she want in a vice president? She wants somebody who can deliver a state. The idea, of course, was he would deliver North Carolina, but also who would balance out her very left-wing progressive roots and positions with something more moderate, which I think, he could make a good case that he does that. Don't forget that Gretchen Whitmer also took herself out of the running earlier on. And in that case, I sort of thought, well, okay, how would it behoove Gretchen Whitmer, who clearly has presidential ambitions, to be on a ticket with Kamala Harris? Answer is not at all. If they win, presumably she's stuck in the VP role for another 4 years. If they lose, then she's tagged with association with the failure of Kamala Harris's campaign. Cooper's a little different. I mean, by the way, I don't think Gretchen Whitmer ever would have been the VP's pick, because I think having two women on the ticket would not be a good idea. Cooper's different in that I don't know that he has presidential ambitions, but it may well be that he doesn't think Kamala Harris is going to win, and he would just rather continue governor of North Carolina. I don't know what the term limits are for him, whether that is a prospect, whether he can continue to occupy that role. I don't know, but it is sort of an interesting decision that he's made, for sure. So, by the way, that leaves us with Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona, who is viewed as a moderate Democrat and who would balance off Kamala Harris's failures as border czar by being pretty critical of her failures and being very interested in closing and strengthening our border. And so that would be sort of an interesting policy difference, which might actually help the ticket.
Less than a minute, Liz. War is peace. Ignorance is strength. We've always been at war with East Asia. Wonderful quotes from 1984 in our youth.
Yeah.
It is striking to me, reading your column today, if our colleagues, our younger colleagues in the literature, know about newspeak. It is striking. We have 30 seconds. Do you think that they need to read 1984? We have to spread it around.
I think it has to be, absolutely should be required reading, because it's exactly what's happening right now. Don't believe what you see. Don't believe what you remember. Here is the new truth as delivered to you by your government.
Elizabeth Peake, columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News. She has a very dry column up on Fox News right now about Newspeak in 2024. I'm John Bassett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.